I'm arriving in July 4th, on the morning of the 3rd January 71 trip of Agnes Bhagavatam lecture.
Oh, Paramadanna-javata-sastisasya utang-satang-patavat-yatra-vishyam jad-angsata-asya-sthiti-janonata nasyuta-vas-jasya-vasita-luka. Jamaraj is describing about his superior, master. His first qualification is that Jamaraj is a controller of an insignificant portion of the universal affairs. That is, there are departmental directors. But the master of Jamaraj, he is controller of creation and maintenance and annihilation. Utapratang patavat jatra visham. This cosmic manifestation is just like thread woven this side and that side. Both sides, there are threads, just in cloth. There are two sides, both sides, length and twice, both sides, there are the thread. Similarly, the whole cosmic manifestation, lengthwise and twice, the energy of the Supreme Master is working. In the Bhagavad Gita also he said, Sutre Muni Janayo. Just like in one thread, there are beads or spots woven. So Krishna, the Absolute Truth, is just like the thread, and everything, all pearls, all globes, all universes, they are woven in a thread. And that thread is Krishna. Krishna also says, he can't see na situ yava. One-fourth energy, the whole material creation is resting. Similarly, there is another statement in the Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvamidam satam jagat avaktam uchina. I am spread by my energy, which is taken as impersonal Brahma. Aham sarvam idam tatam. Tatam means spread. Whatever we are saying, there is spreading of the energy of the Supreme Lord. Just like this heat is spreading. Heat is fair. There are waves of heat and light, as you know. But the original source of the waves. I think we have given the picture. The waves of light is coming from the Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan. That is an idea. There are different waves. So that wave is spreading all over. And that is confirmed in Vedic literature as Sadvam Khalidam Brahma. Ishavasa Idam Sadvam. His energy is spread everywhere. Parasa Brahmana Sati Sarvidam Akilam Jagat. That is in Vishnu Puran. And that is in Parasa. The energy which is emanating from the Supreme Person, that is impersonal Brahma. Not that there is no more superior than the Brahma. That is a mistake of the Mahavadi school. They take that expansion of the Brahma Jyoti is final. But that is not final. We get information from Bhagavad Gita that Brahmana Aham Pratishtha. This impersonal Brahma effulgence, which is spread everywhere, Maya Tatamidam Sadvam. Although Krishna says, Maya, by me does not mean that Brahmajyoti means that Krishna has become a vanquished. There is no more Krishna. The Mahavadi philosophy is based on this understanding that if the absolute truth is spread everywhere, so there is no question of the absolute truth becoming a person. We cannot adjust like that. Although Krishna personally says that Brahmana Aham Pratishtha, I am the soul or the stand or the platform from which Brahma Jyoti is emanating. It is not very difficult to understand. This fire is here, localized, but the heat is expanding. Expanding. Parasa Brahmanasa. So, although Krishna's energies are spread everywhere, it does not mean Krishna has become impersonal. Why he should be impersonal? We can see exactly in our daily experience that from the sun glow, immense light and heat is coming, and that is maintaining this universe. This is only a portion of the illuminating energy of Krishna, the Surya. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, Prabhasmi Shashi Surya. Prabhasmi. Prabha means the effulgence, the light. Shashi Surya, it is not that Shosha Shashi means moon and Surya means the sun. They are not independently spreading this heat and light. They are simply reflection. Reflection of the original Brahma-jyoti. Therefore, Yamuna says that utang pratang patavat yatra visham. The visham, what is this visham? The whole cosmic manifestation. There are living entities and there are inert matter. Just like we are sitting here, so we are living entities and this house is inert matter. So combined together, we have created this city or this home with creation of three energies. One energy is matter, another energy is living form. But both of them are energies of the Supreme Lord. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita also. Bhumi, Rapa, Anala, Bayu, Kham, Buddhi, Mana, Eva, Prakriti me Astadha. Prakriti me Bhinna Astadha. These five elements, mind, intelligence and ego, gross and subtle matter, they are ingredients. But beyond this material energy, there is another energy, Krishna says. Jiva Bhuta Mahabhava, Jairam Dharja Siddha. The Jiva Bhuta, the living entities, they are utilizing this energy. But both of the energy, one of the energies appears to be creating, and the another energy is ingredient. You cannot create anything without ingredient. The material energies are ingredients. Upada, upada, upadanta, nimittakara. So, both these energies are working. The example is given here, just like in a crop, there are set up of two kinds of thread, one lengthwise and widthwise. Similarly, these two energies, material energy and the spiritual energy, are working. The whole creation, utaprutam, the one side, the lengthwise one side and widthwise one side. So these two energies are working. Utaprutam patavat yatra visham. And Krishna also confirms this, mayam matatam idam sadvam jagat abhakta murtila. Jad aṁsata asa sthiti-janma-nāsa. Sthiti-janma-nāsa. Just like there are different departments of government, on the whole, the legislative department and the executive department. So, similarly, in the kingdom of God, or Krishna, there are different departments, and there are different departmental directors also. Here it is said that yad aṁsata asya śrī janmanā. Śrī means maintenance, and janma means production. Śrī janma and nāsa means annihilation. Everything in this material world, these three things are visible. Anything is produced. Anything, okay, it is produced at a certain time. Then it is maintained for a certain time. And then it becomes annihilated again. Your body, my body, this world, this material world, this house, anything you take material. But there are controller or director for these departments. The director and controller of creation, production is Brahma. And the director of maintenance is Vishnu. And the annihilator is Lord Shiva. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. But these directors, they are not absolute. They are part and parcel. That as we are part and parcel of Krishna, similarly, the controller or material affairs of the demigod, they are also part and parcel. They are not absolute. Jad Angsata, that simply you can become Brahma if you are so qualified. You can be posted at Brahma, you can be posted as Shiva, but you cannot be posted as Vishnu. But you can derive power from Vishnu, and that is called Saptavesakuta, delegated power. So Jagannath says that Jad Angsata Asra. Asra means the Vishat of this universe. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha. So they are different directors of three departments. And Nastatuvak Jasa Vasesa Loka. They are nasata, just like the bulls, there is a rope within their nose. And the cartman simply moves his finger with the rope, and the bull turns this way, that way, goes straight, stops. Nasata. Similarly, we are also. Vishnu. Nasata was just of loka. Loka means all these universes, planets, all living entities, they are simply moving under the indication by this tribula. If go this way, we have to go this way. He says, this way, you have to go, this way. Not directly, but as he has nothing to do, but under his direction. Natasya Tarjam Karanam Jivindas. A very rich man, he is sitting down in one place, but by his direction, big factories are going on. The manager of the factory, the workers in the factory, they are all working day and night under the direction of that proprietor. If it is possible, in a small scale, so similarly, the whole universal affairs are going on under the direction of the Supreme Lord. Not that they are independently, but nothing can do independently. And his direction is so perfect that is admitted in the Vedas. Parasa Shakti Vivida Yusra Sava Bhikit Jnana Balakriya. Several times explained that his direction is so perfect and the energy by which he is working is so perfect that it looks automatically being done. And the so-called scientists, whose poor fund of knowledge, they are giving importance to be energy by which these things are appearing automatically. But they do not inquire that behind the energy there is energetic. That's why this electric current. But behind all these electric activities, there is a powerhouse and there is an executive engineer. He is producing the electric energy from the powerhouse and diffusing all over the city. But one who does not know, he thinks that the light is on automatically, the fan is running automatically. No. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Mayabdhakshena prakriti. The materialistic scientists are giving importance to the movements, wonderful movements of this material nature. Material nature is vayangasakti. But there must be one shaktiman who is possession of is possessing this energy. So it is foolish to know that things are going on automatically by natural activity, but that is not the fact. Here it is said that jasa bhakti chalupa, so this is an example given, just like a bull with the rope, the cartman drives according to his own will. This is also a trend in Bhagavad Gita. Matta smriti jnanam apurvanam sarvasya chahum vivishandhi. The Lord is, as Paramatma, is sitting in everyone's heart, and as he wanted to do, he forgets. Suppose a person in his previous life, he wanted to be as powerful as a child. According to Muslim philosophy, they want strength like child, sail. People think like that, if I become so powerful as a tiger, then I can attack any less powerful animal and I feed on it. But nature is so cruel. The tiger, the most of the days, he is starved. Although he has got strength, he cannot get daily a prey. No, it is not possible. When he's too hungry, Krishna gives a chance to pray. He gives. I wanted to be such and such. He gives me encouragement. He's so merciful. If you want to be as powerful as tiger, if you want to be a predominant businessman, he gives. He is a Dharman Prabhupada. He gives opportunity. And he gives also a chance to the devotee to go back to home, back to God. He is giving chance to everyone. If you want to remain here, Jyanti Bhute Jyanti. If you want to remain in this material world and do hard work for sense gratification, that chance will be given to you. But if you want to go back to home, back to Godhead, that chance also will be given to you. And it is my selection. When they are entangled in these material activities, they accuse Krishna. Why God has created somebody this, somebody that? No, God has not created. We have created. We wanted to become like this. So God has given us, Krishna has given us a chance, all right, to become this. It is my desire. He is called Kalpataru. These are three. Therefore we have to change our desires or purify our desires. That is Krishna consciousness. That is Krishna. The desire is mine. So, the Mahavadi philosopher says that you become desireless, vasana sunna. That is not possible. You cannot be desireless because you are living entity. If your desire is spirit, then you are also spirit. How can you? This desire must be there. But you have to desire, you have to purify your desire. That's all. That is Krishna consciousness. The materialist or the conditioned soul desiring every moment, desiring for sense gratification. The sense desire will continue. You have to change the course on this, that you have to desire to gratify the sense of Krishna. In our condition state, we desire to fulfill our senses. And in liberated state, we desire to fulfill, to satisfy Krishna's senses. The sense gratification is there. Desiring our sense gratification is there. In the material state, we simply desire to gratify our senses. And in liberated state, we try to, we desire to fulfill the self-gratification of Krishna. That is the instruction from Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna wanted in the beginning to fulfill his self-gratification. He thought that I shall be happy if my relatives are not killed. That is nothing. If somebody comes, so just like kill your son immediately. Would you like to abide by this order? Oh, I don't like it. But Arjuna, he desired or he agreed to fulfill the sense gratification of Krishna. Krishna says that I have designed this fight. If you don't fight, then still all these men who have assembled here, they will be killed. That plan is already made. That is Krishna's desire. In the 11th chapter, he says, a some have appeared to destroy all this. The destruction, paritrana sadam pinasaya to duskritam. So, he wanted to kill all the Duskritam and the Kurukshetra fight was planned by him. He wanted, actually, to destroy, because that was his business. Paritrana sadhanam vinashaya to Duskritam. And Arjuna, because he was very sincere, friend and devotee, Krishna wanted to give him the credit that you fight, because personally I am not fighting, he fights, and the friend is already there, that these people who have assembled in this battlefield, they will be all killed, and he will get the credit. That's all. Just like this preaching is going on in the Western countries all over the world. This is desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is planned already by them. So we are simply little helping, that's all. So our devotional service means that whatever Krishna or God desires, we should try to cooperate with him. That is our purpose. He cannot do anything. He is doing everything. But if you simply cooperate with your desire, that is all devotion. So there is no question of becoming desireless. And that is not possible. That is another folly. By force, you cannot stop. It's like a child. You cannot forcibly stop him his activity. But if he is naughty, then you have to train him for being educated. And when he is educated, he comes out a very nice scholar. Similarly, the people who have become naturalized, if proper chance is given to them, they will come out very nice devotees. That is the technology of spiritual science. So our Krishna consciousness movement is meant for that purpose. That people are designed in so many ways for self-gratification. That desire has to be purified and employed in the matter of gratifying the senses of Krishna. The Mahavadi philosophers, they cannot understand this because they think of the absolute truth without any senses. As far as there is sensual activities, they think of it is Maya. But they cannot conceive that in the absolute truth there are senses and senseless gratification. That they do not. Thank you.
You said that the Nathalites are turned, they can become very nice devotees. So what qualifications do they particularly have which would make them good devotees?
Simply they have to come and hear us, that's all. If they kindly come and hear us and follow us, just like hear them. Everything will change. We have to implore to please come and sit down for some time and have some nice kirtan and hear some philosophical talk and take Vishnu prasadam and go on. And then you destroy the whole world. Did they agree to come? Then the whole thing will change. No more discussion on the concept. But that you have to. That you have to implore. Dante Nidhaya Pinakam. That is the teaching. Dante Nidhaya Pinakam Padaru Nipatra Kapu Satam Sutvata Aham Brahmini Kirtanava Sadalamiva Bihaya Dura Chaitanya Chanda Chanani Kurutanulagam. This is written by Prabhupada Saraswati. Taking a blade of grass in my mouth, Dampi Nidhaya Chinatam, Kodur and falling down on your feet, and with folded hands, Dampi Nidhaya Chinatam, Kodur Vipatta, Kaku Sukankri, and flattering you like anything. You are so nice, you are so great, you are so... Tāpuṁ kṛtya āhūra, I am just submitting one thing. What is that? Hey, Sādhava, you are very nice, you are very honest gentleman. Sādhava, Sādhava means of Vihāgara, what you have learned, please set aside for a moment. Chaitanya Chanda Charane Kuntāna. Just turn your mind to the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. This is our process. We don't say, what are you doing? This is all nonsense, this is not. Simply try to make him hear and give them the right knowledge. Come on. Because the medicine and the dirt there is disease, sickness, you give him the proper medicine and God for that heals you. That's all. There's no doubt. This medicine is a harama, and that is Krishna Prasad. So you arrange for these two things, the whole world will change. That is our moment. Give them this medicine, chant Hare Krishna mantra, and give them that nice Krishna Prasad. The same method by which you are captured. Is it not? What I did not give you any bribe or any money taken from Indian, etc. But I gave you this. A little prasadam and chapati and chant Hare Krishna. That's all. Yeah.
You spoke about the material nature of the interior energy of the Lord, and I think that we can pretend that we are entangled with this heart, and then by devotional service we can purify ourselves from that entanglement. Yeah. What is the process by which devotional service?
I just see what is process here for me. Guarantee.
But I mean, is material energy destroyed or converted to
No. Material energy is created by God.
But in order
devotional
service, what happens to the material energy?
Material energy, if you become a devotee, there is no more material energy, spiritual energy. I told you that just people are singing. They're chanting so many things. Somebody singing, Janna Amita Rahe Hamara. That is also singing. You see, but the same singing propensity, if you turn into Hare Krishna, that is spiritual. There are so many slogans. Vrindavan, 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 going on. This is material. And as soon as chant, the same energy chants in the spiritual. Actually, business of the parakrutta, whatever energy is emanating, coming, just like the energy from the sun grows, it is simply heat and light. Similarly, the energy, flow of energy, is emanating from God, that is all spiritual. In the same way, just like in the sun sign, there is generation of clouds. The cloud is also manufactured by the sun sign. But the effect is that when there is cloud, you cannot see the sun. Similarly, material energy is also creation of God. But when you are in the material energy, you cannot understand God. That's right. Material energy is also creation of God. Just exactly the cloud is creation of sun. But once he is within the cloud cannot cover the sun. And the Mahavadi philosopher, they say that Maya has covered the Supreme. They know the Supreme cannot be covered. The particles of the Supreme, the living entities, who are the small particles, they are covered. Just exactly like the sun, and the cloud cannot cover the sun. But cloud can cover my eyes. So if you remove this covering, then you see God. And that is the process of devotion. Bhakta-māma-vijāna. See? Javan-jasyāna-tattva. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. simply by devotional service, one can understand what is the nature of God. So you have to practice it. And our Krishna consciousness movement is meant for that purpose. Yes. Engaging people to practice how this cloud will be moved and will be able to see. This is Premaan Yana Surita Bhakti Vilo Sanena Santa Sadaiva Rideva Vilo. Those who have developed that love of God by this devotional service, they always see Krishna. Not a single moment is without thinking. But those who are in the material darkness, they are doubting, they say that God is dead, there is no God, can you show me God? This is all. So this is a disease condition. Just like a man haunted with ghosts, he cannot see his father face to face. He sometimes rebukes his father. He will ask, who are you? Where is your family, my son? He will mad one or something. So this is the condition of man. When one cannot understand God, that one should know that it is the condition of madness. Ghostly haunted. Pishati paile jana motichanna hai. Mayagrata jivesha is dhata hai. So, so long we are godless, we are without Krishna consciousness, we should know that this is not our healthy condition. It is disease condition. So we have to cure the disease. That is the movement. Krishna consciousness. Movement means to cure the disease of godlessness.
Suppose
someone has a
disease
and
they will cure the disease.
Yes.
And you know the injection will cure the disease by
destroying
the germs that are causing grief.
Yes.
So
disease injection.
And peaceful
injection.
By devotional service, I mean destroying material nature.
Yes. That is our problem. Because you wanted it. No. Why government creates a prison house? What is it? Can I not answer it? Why the government constructs a prison house? Why? Okay. So, does it mean that government has created this prison house to make somebody criminal? Does the government desire like that? Why you become criminal and go to the prison house? That government says, the university says that you become criminal and go to the prison house? Why you go? Because you want to go, therefore the prison house is created. Similarly, because you want to enjoy, because you want to enjoy your senses, therefore this material world. Because in the spiritual world there is no enjoyment of your senses. There is simply Krishna's senses. You cannot do that. Therefore you want all that. Krishna has said and all that, you enjoy your senses. Yes. You become Brahma and a skewed worm also. According to your karma. So this is Krishna's kindness. You want it to enjoy. And don't you see, in the material world, all people are simply fighting one another, simply for sense enjoyment. Everyone wants. Why? What is this next life? Woman. This big man, this rich man, they are enjoying so much. Why? Kill them. Who is an enjoy? The enjoying spirit is there. Not having spirit. Both the capitalist and the laborer, The spirit is enjoyment. Only thing, I am saying, why you shall enjoy? And you are saying, why you shall enjoy? That is our point.
But
is
it country where the
break making? In this country, on that country, no. We are talking of general. Not this country or that country. This is the spirit of material existence. That you want to enjoy, I want to enjoy. That must be fine. And as soon as we know that we are not enjoyer, our first position is to serve Krishna for his enjoyment. Then we go. And so long you think I shall be enjoyer and I think I shall be enjoyer, you may be some party, I may be quite a request. The fight is on the platform of personal sensibility, which is not meant. We are now, suppose you are nationalized party and some other party. So you are also serving your leader. And I am also serving. It's like when two nations fight. And they fight under the leadership of some gentleman. They consider it is very nice. But both the leaders that are Churchill accusing Gandhi and Gandhi accusing Churchill. And the followers of Churchill and followers of Gandhi fight. But they do not know why you are fighting. In the estimation of Englishman, Churchill is very great, and the estimation of Indian, Gandhi is very great. And the estimation of Churchill, Gandhi is the Russian, and the estimation of Gandhi, Churchill is the Russian. So now we have to decide who is actually great and who is actually Russian. This fighting is going on. Everyone will say, my leader is very nice, the other leader is Russian. But actually, he is Russian and he is nice. So our Shastra says, Parama Bhaktasya Kutu Mahadguna Mano Rathena Asato Dhavato Vaji. Parama Bhaktasya, the one who is not devotee of Krishna, he has no good qualities. Why? Because they are moving on mental platform. I shall enjoy. But he is not enjoyed. Any one of us, are we enjoying actually? We are not enjoying. We are servants. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, that Jive Sarupani Tatusma Dhyan, the actual constitutional position of all living entities, that they are eternal ferment of God. And when one realizes this actual fact, there is helpless. Actually, you are all serving. Even if you become member of a certain tribe, you are serving the orders of the leader. The service position is the honest. But because the service is misplaced, all of them, all of us are fighting and becoming unhappy. The service is country. Either you serve your country or a certain type of leader or certain type of ideology, this service, you have to render service. And that you do not know. That I am trying to master by serving something. So where am I master? So one who has got sense, he agrees. Oh, why not serve God? have not become happy by chattering. Just like Gandhi had his country so nicely, and the result was that he was killed by his country. Where is the perfection of the service? Even Gandhi could not be. The most sincere person, Mahatma, but he was killed. Is it not a fact? So who can give perfect service to his country than Mahatma Gandhi? And why he was killed? What is the answer of this question? That means in this material world there cannot be any perfect service. Perfect service can be done only when you serve God, Krishna. That is perfect service. Without Krishna, any service, any welfare activity you do, that is imperfect. That is imperfect. That is Maya. As long as imperfect is still attached to such kind of engagement, that is called Maya. Maya means you are thinking that you will be happy in this way, but you will never. Andhajathan be. Nati vidu sasa gatini Vishnu. They do not know where is their self-interest lies. Nati vidu. They do not know. Durasayadi vahirathamana. They are thinking, durasa. Durasa means hopeless, hope against hope. They are trying to make you very happy, and there is never durasaya, vairasamanda, attracted by the external energy. Andhagathan, vairupaniyamana, tepishatantra, prudhami vadhya. Just like one leader is leading many others, a blind leader is leading many other blind men. So what is the reason? Is it possible for a blind man to lead? No, he is himself blind. How can he lead other blind men? It's a tantra vadhya. The both of them are conditioned by the laws of nature. And Krishna says that māme bhajat prabhadjante māyame tān tanantite. Anyone who surrenders them to me, he becomes freed from the influence of this Maya illusion. Illusion means I am servant, but I am serving a wrong person or a wrong cause. I have never been. To serve the right cause, a right person, then. Is that clear now? For so long we are here to come to tell this stuff, all these points. Yes, they have got some opinions, they have come here gathering, some followers. Why not this month? Now, they are behaving Vijayananda's head. So why they condemn it? Why not? This is also mosque. Another mosque. Mosque is Krishna's mosque. Sarvadharma and Prasadhyam Mahamasam. That is mosque. All mosques are bogus. So we are spreading this paper culture all over the world, and they have been accepted. They did not know what we saw 4 years ago. That's what you see, this is your law, which is accepted by everyone.
Therefore, the natural life of life of death.